poor economy is hurting the eternity of kids in Russia. A spiritual war is underway in Uganda, and mites are hitting the road in Australia for Bible translation. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A rising unemployment rate in the United States coupled with negative consumer confidence is causing trickle-down effects on ministries. Slavic Gospel Association is feeling that trickle-down. Vice President of SGA's Ministry Operations, Eric Mock, says the trickle-down for them is fewer kids going to camp in the former Soviet Union.
By comparison, we're 60% of where we have been the last few years. And what that means is we've been able to send support for about 4,000 children, but we'd like to reach 6,000.
$82,000 is needed. If not, 2,000 kids won't hear about Christ. Camps are strategic, especially in the Stans area.
There are regions right now that are hostile to the gospel. In some of the countries, the idea of a children's summer camp is about the only tool we have that allows us to do the act of evangelism. Open evangelism in the public is just forbidden in many locations.
$41 sends a kid to camp. Next, as pressure comes down on foreign missionaries to Russia, the Russian Evangelical Church is picking up the slack. Expatriates are up against religious extremists and government crackdowns, enhancing the need for groups like Avant Ministries, which focuses on training Russian nationals. Avant's Jack Elwood says,
one of the challenges we have is helping the national church without creating a dependency.
Training nationals has helped quell this problem. Elwood says the church is actually more empowered with increased pressure.
It's also helping them to realize that when there's significant opposition, often there's something important behind it. And so many times people realize when there's a cost to pay for truly identifying themselves as a Christ follower, it somehow begins to purify and motivate the church in a whole new level.
That means the motivation to evangelize is stronger. Pray that the church would continue on in its revitalization. You're listening to Mission Network News. Even when Zambian orphans are able to attend school, they have to overcome the obstacles, such as lack of nutrition and poor school systems, to retain lessons. So two Bright Hope International interns, Courtney O'Connell and Heather Cogswell, developed an after-school literacy program. Creative teaching methods combined with smaller classes give these students confidence and hope for the future and a chance to read the Bible for themselves. Help Bright Hope help more students at our website. Meanwhile, Cure International's Children's Hospital of Uganda is a launching pad for new life. Executive Director of the hospital, Derek Johnson, says they've dealt with cases of hydrocephalus, or water on the brain, but they've also run into other issues.
It's very much a spiritual war going on here. There's a lot of evil attached to the stigmas against hydrocephalus and spina bifida.
Many people label these diseases as evil because they don't understand where they come from or what they are. Disabled children are often abandoned. Even hospitals perpetuate the stereotype.
So many hospitals and staff are indifferent to children like this. They feel helpless and there's nothing they can do. So to find a hospital where the staff are this professional and this well-trained, love them and respect them the way that they do, it's priceless.
Patients and families experience Christ's love through the staff who pray and reach out to Him. Learn how to join in this life-changing work at our website. And finally, did you know that there are still 2,000 languages globally without the Bible, representing some 350 million people? To raise awareness, Australian Mites, as they're called, Dave, Carnsey, and Sav, are partnering with Operation Mobilization and Wycliffe Bible Translators for the 2,000 Walk. From August 25th through November 11th, the three men will walk 2,000 kilometers, a kilometer for every language. Visit our website to prayerfully adopt a language or donate to translation work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook group, YouTube, and Twitter pages can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.